Hi, this is Cynthia, bringing you Citizen Z on Jamet.fm. On the show, myself and my lovely guests that I'll be bringing from time to time would be sharing with you on our cultural heritage as Africans. The good, the bad, and the not so great. So, if you, like me, and other members of my generation have had your Africanness or the lack of it questioned, then this show is for you. Welcome to this week's edition of Citizen Z. Hello, welcome to another episode of Citizen Z. On this episode, we'll be looking at a cultural practice known as force feeding. Sadly, force feeding is a thing, and it is also very particular to the Yoruba tribe of Nigeria. This practice is one in which mothers or grandmothers, and it's particular to people of the older generation, they bid to cater for a child, go to the extreme in feeding the child. And by extreme, I mean they literally put the baby between their legs, their laps, and they pinch the nostrils of the baby together and force the food down the mouth of the baby. Yes, try to do a mental picture of that. Baby between the laps, nostrils pinched together. You know, by instinct, I mean, you pinch your nose together and your mouth just, you know, sets in to do the breathing for you. And then they force the food down the throat. So the baby is eating and, of course, crying at the same time. This act, however cruel it sounds or seems, is done with the absolute best of intentions. A lot of times, this force feeding is carried out when a child is sick. You know how your appetite is all messed up when you're sick and you can't eat as much as you normally would. Or when they feel like the child is too thin. Yes, it's a social norm, it's a cultural thing, mostly in Nigeria, to assume that a lean baby, you know, what we call lepa, a slim baby is malnourished and, you know, not eating well. So they believe that a healthy baby is a fat baby. So when these grandmothers who come around for what we call omugwo, you know, taking care of a baby for the first few months, when they come around and they see the baby as lekpa, they assume that the baby is not eating well and is malnourished. So they have to force feed the baby to add weight. These babies, like I said, are really just going through what I believe is absolutely unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. But then again, like I said, done with the best of intentions at heart. It's weird. You know, very, very, very ironic is the fact that maintaining this fatness that they try to achieve by force feeding a baby, maintaining this fat into your teen years could actually lead you to being bullied in class. Being teased, you know, friends will call you a robot, you're so fat. And I remember we used to call a guy back then in school, we used to call him Mata. You know, like Mata is anything that has weight and occupies space. So we literally nicknamed him Mata. Don't look at me like that. We all had those moments as kids. Yeah. You know, so it's funny how our parents, mothers and grandmothers spent so much time and so much effort into making us fat as babies. And then we become teenagers and we get bullied for being fat, but then I digress. That's not what this episode is about. It's about force feeding. Mothers in this part who practice force feeding use diverse methods. And the one I mentioned is just like one of them, where they pinch the nostrils and force the child to open their mouth and pour the food, which is usually pap or ghee or akamu, depending on what you call it, down the child's throat. And like I said, this particular method of force feeding is super dangerous because it could literally cause the child to choke, and the fact that it's a baby could lead to death. I mean, as adults, when we talk while eating and we get choked, we know how very terrible it can feel. You know, it feels like this is it, I'm dying. You know, like everything just seems blocked because you're finding it hard to breathe and then there's food trying to go down your throat. It's just terrible. So picture a baby going through that, you know. we sometimes, even as adults, need help getting through choking. You know, you need someone to slap your back or give you water or help you breathe. You know, picture a child going through that. It's for me, just an unnecessary evil. But like I said, it is done with the best of intentions. Nobody sets out to kill their child, you know. And this reminds me of the story of a woman who recently got arrested abroad. I think it was in the USA. Got arrested for the death of a child. And she didn't set out to kill the child. She was the child's nanny. And she felt like the baby hadn't been eating well. And she force-fed the baby and led the baby to choke. And the baby died. She's currently serving 15 years in prison. It's very unfortunate, but it's what it is. It happens. And another thing behind this is when we have these conversations with people of the older generations, I'm pretty sure that the first thing that you will hear is, they did it for me, I'm alive. And I even did it for my children and they're okay. You know, but what we forget is a lot of these actions do not necessarily have immediate effect. Some of them wait till later. You know, I'm going to get to that part where I talk about the effects of force feeding. But before that, let's just do a little bit of science behind this force feeding of a teen and why it's just outright dangerous. Behind the throat, the human body, there's a pipe that goes to the lungs. And this pipe is known as the trachea. And then there's another pipe that goes to the abdomen, known as the esophagus. These two pipes, ideally, should not be open at the same time. Reason is the trachea receives air and the esophagus receives food. What happens when we eat is when we're about to swallow, the trachea is covered so that food doesn't go into the windpipe while eating. During force feeding, however, when the nostrils of a child is pinched together and the child can't breathe from the nose, what happens is that the child is forced to do both the breathing and eating at the same time. This leads to food and water entering into the windpipe. And this could lead to what is known as asphyxiation. Asphyxiation is basically just deprivation of oxygen. And it could lead to suffocation and death eventually. But what I hear, it feels like you're drowning, you know, when you have this asphyxiation. It feels like you're literally drowning in water. So picture a baby going through that. Can't even explain what he's going through, can't even deal with it. And, you know, this could just lead to death straight up. Like I said, I was going to talk about people who claim that they did it to their child and nothing happened. Times when it seems like the force feeding is successful, child didn't choke, the child didn't die. We must come to understand that there is still a risk of the child developing some sort of chest infections, which might not surface immediately, maybe later, you know. Who knows? Some of this chest pain that we have that we cannot explain could be from all that gasping for air that we had to do. I use we because men are brethren. I think I was force-fed. I know I was force-fed because I happen to be one of those babies who did not like food. Yes. And weirdly, as an adult, I think I still don't like food. Food for me is it's because you have to, not because I exactly feel hungry, like super hungry, and I really need to eat right now. So I can only imagine how much I was force-fed as a child. At first, I can't remember being force-fed as a baby, but I remember as a toddler. One of the not so fun times for me was food time, because my mom would put the food in a plate, typically rice, and I didn't like rice a lot. So she would put rice in the plate and then she would, the typical line was, you will finish that food. I am sitting there, yeah, I'm watching you. You must finish that food. And tears. Oh my gosh. I would burst out crying and I remember begging my older brother and, you know, and winking at him, like, you just help me my rice. You can even eat the meat. You can have it, you know. So I can only imagine if that was done to me as a toddler, if I was punished with food as a toddler. I definitely must have gone through force feeding also. Did I survive? Yes, but who knows? I think I remember having chest pains at some point. Who knows if that's the reason for it? So basically, it's a no-no. And then another thing that could stem up from this force feeding thing is anorexia. Anorexia is a sort of eating disorder. I'm not anorexic, by the way. Just because I said I don't like food doesn't mean I'm anorexic. I'm not. Do not look at me like that. No. It's an eating disorder that is very much more specific to gaining weight. We probably have met, I know I have met people who so fear adding weight that they eat as little as possible. And I know some who go to the extreme of forcing themselves to vomit, to throw up after eating. Like they will literally put their fingers down their throats to make themselves throw up after eating, just so that they don't gain weight. Isn't that weird? I mean, the child that you were trying to force feed to be fat so that he could meet up with societal standards of a healthy baby has now become the young adult who puts their hands down their throat to make themselves throw up so they don't gain weight. It's crazy if you ask me. So experts recommend that rather than force feed a child who you think is not eating enough or looks malnourished, there are other options like trying to make the food look more attractive to the child. From research, it has come to be known that babies like colors, baby like tastes, and such a strongly proposes that if a baby is not eating a particular food, it's because the food is tasteless. Yes, so babies have taste buds, they do. And that's why you would find children more drawn to juice, sweets, cakes than to pap, things like that. I mean, for us adults, we know that yam is sweet, I mean, based on how you make it. But for a baby, it has to be sweet or tasty. This does not in any way validate feeding your child with chocolate every day. Of course not. There has to be a balance. But basically, if you ever notice that your child isn't eating well enough, rather than force feed, try changing the diet. Try introducing something new to the baby's diet. Something attractive, something tasty, something better. So basically, like I said, on Citizen Z, we talk about traditions, good or bad, which should go, which should stay. And if you ask me, this is definitely one of them that just shouldn't stay. So if we're in the 21st century and you are still force feeding your baby, you really should stop. You should just stop. Do not do it. You're endangering the life of your baby. You are. So that's as much as I can take on this episode. Thank you so much for listening in. And remember, if you want to support what we do on the show, all you have to do is share with your friends, subscribe, and of course, leave us a review over on iTunes. I am still your host, Cynthia Omor from Jamit.fm. Thank you.
Citizen Z is produced by Cynthia Omor and Ike Rizzo. This episode was edited and mixed and mastered by Ike Rizzo. Citizen Z is a production of Jamit Media.